Welcome to Casper's Corner, and today I just wanted to talk to you about something that I thought, without goals, how do we accomplish anything? I mean, if you don't want to set a goal, and that's your goal, you've pretty much accomplished it right away. But there's no joy in it because you never had to fight for it. You never had to try really hard. So, you know, for me, one of the things that I did right after my stroke, not being able to read, write, walk, talk, all those different challenges, there was a crazy amount of different challenges that suddenly came. I knew right there and then that I needed a goal. I needed something to look forward to, something to drive at, something to cherish and to think about and plan and just put my heart to and pray before God and leave it at His feet, but keep on tilling the land. And, you know, it was amazing because the harder I tried, the more I thought about it, the more I desired to have goals. I started coming up with goals. And, you know, for instance, I wanted to run 7 miles in 70 cities. And I've reached quite a few cities. And you know what? I still got a lot more to go. But that doesn't mean I'm going to quit. It's a hard, taxing journey. But I'm still doing it. And I know I'll keep doing it. And that built character in me. It drove me to see things in a different light. And I wrote a quote saying, "Give it your best. And when that is gone, give it your all." And that to me is the epitome of setting your goals, being wise with the goals you have, putting it before God, bringing your heart to Him, and letting Him cultivate it to get the most amount of fruit, the most benefit out of those goals for His glory. And that's what's so profound, those things are paramount, because without a goal, it's like being a boat in the middle of the ocean without an engine, or a sailboat without a sail. It's a battle being won by circumstances, not by your persistence or your courage to go forward. Now, here's some verses that I absolutely love and have enjoyed, and one that I just found this morning. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." Isn't that the truth of it, though? If you're going to have plans, you gotta figure things out. You gotta evaluate the cost. And then, are you willing to go that distance? And also to use wisdom and plan things out properly, so it doesn't lead you to a place of loss and brokenness, but a place of victory. Now, another verse I absolutely love, and it's Philippians 3:14. "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Now, that's a goal of mine, is to reach the lost for Christ, to speak out the gospel, but to show love in every circumstance. That is a big goal for me, whether it's on the subject matters of any type of sin, whether it be lust, whether it be greed, selfishness, you know, all these different sins that we deal with on a daily basis. But if you have that goal of saying, "I want to do my best for God, I want to pursue His heart," you start shedding off more of these issues easier and easier. It's not always easy, but the willingness to shed those struggles becomes stronger because you're exercising it repeatedly. Just like a runner when he puts on his shoes and he starts running. He has a distance in mind. He puts on his shoes, gets in his routine, stretches. He starts running the race, and the more he runs, the more times he runs longer distances, he realizes how important food is, how important sleep is, how important his attitude is, because it is mind over matter. You know, and his food affects everything about how well he'll perform. So these are all important things. And of course, in that journey of being in a goal or having an obstacle or having a direction is how you deal with that. Because some goals take a long time. One thing I found was really important was Psalm 37:4. And says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Know that if you're doing things for God, and I don't mean like for God, and say, hey, I'm doing this and this and this and this and this. What I'm saying is, you've put your heart before God. God has instilled in your heart to do something. And you pursue that, and you go for that goal. God delights in you. And he also wants you to delight in what you're doing for him, to have joy, because joy is a profound incentive. And when you're facing great adversity, having that joy does amazing things. So I just want to leave you with that today. I hope you are blessed. I hope that you will put your life in God's hands, and that you will just ask him to instill in your life healthy goals, and also pray it through, and see what's important, what's necessary, and how to go about doing it. Use wisdom. I pray that God will bless your day today, and remember, never quit trying.